Welcome to this week's Independent Music Podcast. 10 of the best new tracks each week, hosted by me, Anthony Chalmers.
And me, Gareth May.
We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Independent Music Podcast. We started with the sounds of Buna Le, described as raucous wedding shredding.
100%. Like, I am engaged, but absolutely no date or wedding in sight. And that is something I would love to have. Like, absolutely, just end the pod there, I think.
Exactly. What a straight banger. Yeah, Buna Le is the moniker of Ali Buna Le Traore, released on Sahel Sounds. This is a full album, Dimanche e Bumbamako. He was on the Songs from Sahara WhatsApp compilations that they did.
Many years ago now.
Yeah, exactly. A little while ago. Got the record somewhere on the shelf. But this is the first one to do a full length. And what a straight banger that is. That's the final track on the record, Tamala. The whole record's great. And I highly, highly recommend getting all of it. Sahel Sounds, it's just a fantastic record.
Yeah, and we have to talk about big news, don't we, Anthony Chalmers?
Big news.
Big news for the Independent Music Podcast. And that news is that at the end of this year, we will be finishing, stopping the podcast. And yeah, for various reasons, you know, it is in a very good place. I've had a pretty tough year mentally speaking, lots of bad news this year, and I just need to sort of take a step back from things. And as you know, Anthony, you were eloquently said on the Discord for the patrons, we're leaving it in a good place. Well, the music's still great and we're still inspired to do it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've been doing this 13 years, 400 and what is it? 40 something? 35?
This is 436. You know what's interesting? Because by the time we've done our end of year shows, which start next week, the last one we do will be 401 episodes since we restarted it after the last time we stopped.
And that is a really, really good run. I mean, who knows what the future holds? Maybe if we feel the itch at some point in the future, you might be hearing from us again. I haven't discussed it with Gareth, but I kind of had this idea that maybe we could do an end of year, one a year, where we just play some favourites just to...
Would be cool.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I have to keep my sort of arm in somehow. You know, we're talking on the Discord today about, you know, keeping the Discord, opening it up to more people so that there's more of a musical sharing community on there of weird experimental music. So yeah, we will have a think about what the future does hold, but in the immediate term we are going to be stopping. But 440 episodes or so,
and
wow.
Let's face it, for most listeners, and even for long-time listeners, I mean, our episodes average, what, about 70 minutes, 80 minutes or something? You know, you could listen to us nonstop for like a month probably or something. I don't know exactly how much that is. But that's a lot of music that you can go back, and our sort of a back catalogue is all going to still be there. That's not going anywhere, if you're wondering that. That'll all be still up there, available to listen to. Actually, I was just thinking, actually, if people wanted to listen to the full episodes, but the Patreon isn't open anymore.
I don't know.
Have to think. We'll have to think about that. We have not a lot of discussions on this, but just want to thank all our patrons who've supported us for many years now. Thank you, State 51, their couple of years of support. And just thank you, everyone, for listening. I mean, we've thoroughly enjoyed bringing you all this music, and I hope I can look back on all these episodes in the years coming as a sort of really interesting snapshot of underground music in the 10 or 15 years we've done this.
There you go. There's a double vinyl compilation coming of the best of the Independent Music Podcast.
As long as someone who's neither of us has to license that.
100%. Obviously, the counter to this decision is if someone wants to give us a really well-paying job doing the podcast or doing something in experimental music, then maybe opinions will change completely. Essentially, I've just got to do the thing that pays the bills.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll not, you know.
If everyone listening...
Submissions to Independent Music Podcast. Yeah,
or patreon.com/ Independent Music Podcast. If everyone listening signs up, then we will reverse this decision. I think I can safely say that.
All right, Gaz, what are you kicking off with?
I'm going to move over to Ecuador now. So really wonderful project here called Agua Larga by two people, Felix Bloom and Chloe Despa. They are two French sound artists. They travel the world recording music and them sort of putting together these chronicles of their travels and where they've been. This one particularly is a sound piece that it offers an immersion into the Afro-Ecuadorian culture in the province of Esmeraldas in the northwest of
Ecuador. I see marimba
Ecuador
on the photo here, and as I've spent quite a bit of time in Guatemala, and marimba is the national instrument there. So you can, in celebration days or in the parks, you can see groups of people banging away on them.
On the marimba is the end of that sentence, was it?
Banging away on them.
Oh, I think on the...
No, on them, like the marimba.
But, you know, like the best field recordings, this really does transport you to the place, really evocative in terms of visually speaking. So, yeah, I'm going to play this. This is Alicia Mina Maria Orovia Rui De Tai Dalia, and it's called Ai Carajo.
Just quickly before we play this song, I realised that in my list of thank yous, I failed to thank our longtime producer, Nick.
Oh, Nick doesn't mind.
And I apologise, Nick. You're like, where's my thank? Nick has produced, 300 plus episodes of this podcast. Absolutely ridiculous. If Gareth still had to edit this, it's fair to say it would have stopped about 150 episodes ago.
Yeah, well, like 300 episodes ago, I think.
So just want to say thank you, Nick, for putting these together, making us sound good, and just generally sticking with us all this time. All right, here we go. Coming towards the end of the year, and I think both me and Gareth are pretty keen on a holiday, and the sounds at the end of that transported me to sitting, sun's gone down, insects are going, tropics somewhere, little beer, lovely.
Absolutely. Right. That's where I'll be in January, somewhere like that, I think. But one of the things I love about this record is exactly that. It's like the music is fantastic throughout, but it's those almost incidental sort of music bits or sound bits at the end, those sound recordings that really do take you to the place. You use the word transport, and that's completely correct. It does transport you to Esmeraldas in the northwest of Ecuador. And yeah, like I say, it's a sound piece by Chloe Despas and Philippe Blum. Philippe Blum is a sound artist who lives between France, Mexico, and Brazil. Chloe Despas, also French, lives between France and Belgium. She was actually part of the Techbilla residency. So that was the project we played last year, I'm going to guess. And that sort of gathered Amazigh musicians, electronic music producers, most famously in Mine and Anthony's world, came out with the track Who Dis by GJ Leith, which I was at Anthony's Whack Whack Kingdom show last night, and that played, and people in the crowd really loved it.
10 out of 10 banger.
Oh, I mean, actually, we haven't talked about this, but that playlist between support and main act, it was, you know, Autumn Alpha was in there, June.
I took it off shuffle, and that was my specially curated sequence of tunes.
Yeah, June was in there as well. It was like, it's a lot of heavy bass, a lot of upbeat stuff. People were really enjoying
it. Gareth's favourites is what it was.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was like if I was doing it, that's what it would have been, which was fantastic. Oh, yeah. But yeah, so this record, Agua Larga, traditional and imaginary Chimarrón music. It's out on Acophon. Acophon, fantastic label out of France. One of the few labels to have their own special section in my record
collection. Yeah, I'm amazed that they've only been going since 2015. So on there, I feel like Acophon have been with us longer than that.
Yeah, and going from strength to strength, I would say that just fantastic releases. Then this record, yeah, it's just lots of different musicians that have been recorded. Well worth digging out.
Nice. Next one from me is by one of my favourite producers in London, UK AEA, Dan Jones, releasing this time on State 51, the brilliant record label that has been
Tell us about them, Anthony.
They are a London-based music distributor, digital distributor, record label, atelier, magazine, all sorts. They are great music people, and they're releasing some of my favourite artists, like Dan. The album is called Birds Catching Fire in the Sky. We played the first single. God, I can't remember what it's called, but when it came out to quieter subscribers, it was spring this year. Oh God, it's got Dali from Haga on vocals, and it means love in Arabic, but I can't remember the word. Anyway, this is the second single.
Failing to do translation all the way to the end.
I don't have it in front of me, so I'm just gonna roll with it. I hope that takes 13 years to do radio presentation that good. So this is the second single from the album, which has got a release date now coming out on State 51, 19th of January, and this is La Stessa Croce.
stessa luce, la stessa croce.
There we go, La Stessa Croce. Pretty sure I've absolutely nailed that. By UKEA, featuring Sylvia from Dame Area on vocals there. Many great collaborators on the record. I know Dan said that he just sort of produced the music and then just like sent it to some of his favourite vocalists and just like, in your hands.
See what comes back.
Exactly, yeah, no guidance. Just see what comes back, whatever makes your heart go.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, Dame Area, one of the best industrial bands on earth. In my opinion,
actually featuring on the playlist for last night's gig as well. Don't know if it was before that you came. But
quite possible.
Nueva, whatever it's called.
Yes, wonderful. Yeah, played in London a week or so ago as well, and hopefully coming back very soon.
Nice. But anyway, that is UKEA. So Dan, producer from London, Dan Jones, releasing his album Birds Catching Fire in the Sky on State 51, 19th of January. Absolutely fantastic producer, brilliant live, great dude. Get it?
Yeah. And last night I was wearing my Bocca Versions t-shirt that they ruined at their gig in Milioche, which I haven't quite forgiven them for. Anyway, I'm going to move on to Morocco now. This is the music of Aziz Concrete. He's a French-Moroccan producer with Moroccan heritage. I believe I couldn't find any other record that he's produced, so I'm going to assume that this is his debut. It says here, as a child of hip-hop and DIY culture, he draws inspiration from the 45 records he scavenges and archives during his motorcycle journeys throughout Morocco, accumulated in his home studio over 15 years. Sounds good?
Sounds like a decent day out.
Wonderful. Yeah, so very much in the realm of like Koshin Moon or, you know, some of the stuff that you get on Hard Fist Records. The record is called Sibba Sort System, number one. This track is called Makedo. Wonderful stuff. Sounds of Aziz Concrete. Track is called Makedo. It's taken from his record Sibba Sort System Number 1, released on Shuka Records. So,
is it sort of like a remix producing of stuff like that he'd cut together? Like that's his actual beats? Like it's hard to tell.
Good question. Good question, isn't it? Now, I suspect it is things that are cut together.
That's what I thought it was, exactly, just like remixes and stuff.
Though it did say it draws inspiration from as opposed to being actual. So, you know, I think there's probably a little bit of all of it thrown in there. It also says, you know, blending lots of different Northern African sounds. So Chabi, which comes quite prominently in there, Aita, Ragada, Amarg, and Ganua, of which I know two of those genres.
Chabi.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, like I say, I think it's his first record. And Shuka is a completely new label to us, based in Lyon in France. It specializes in North African, it says here, it's a North African Mediterranean music label linking electronic music to traditional patrimonies. Very much my wheelhouse.
Nice. And actually, next one for me is the new release by DJ Haram, a second album on Hyperdub, or second release on Hyperdub. I thought that we played this for some reason, but then I had a look and no, we haven't played her since 2020. So 3 years is plenty long enough to miss on a DJ Haram.
He must have played 700 Bliss in that time, I'd have hoped.
700 Bliss have done one release in that time.
Yeah. In fact, I've got it right here, right next to me. In fact, I have a lot of records right next to me, but nothing to declare, which it doesn't have a year immediately.
We have played 700 Bliss twice since then, 2021 and 2022, but 2nd of May 2022. So the last time DJ Haram featured on the podcast is still 1.5 years ago. So it's not shit and shine levels, is it?
Not yet, but you know, Hyperdub doing God's work with.
Exactly. And I've just booked her for a show in London in May. So looking forward to doing the show and meeting her. The record, actually, I said album. This is actually an EP, Hand Play EP. And this is the title track.
Yeah.
There we go. That is Hand Play from DJ Haram. That is the moniker of Zebediah Muzayen. I said New York based, which is what it says on Bandcamp here, but I believe she's based in Philadelphia now.
Classic Philly. Yeah. 700 Bliss, man.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so Arabic name, Arabic artist name, presuming that she's from Persian-y, that sort of Iranian.
Yeah, the whole DJ Haram moniker sort of comes from that as well, if my recollection is correct.
Not a lot of information on exactly what that is, but anyway, she's a US DJ. She's been making really fucking good music across a few monikers now. Seen her play as the 700 Bliss. Not sure I've seen DJ Haram, but I will do in May. So, yeah.
Did she do a little bit of a set as part of 700 Bliss when we saw them at Milioy Show all those years ago?
Struggling to remember.
Yeah, struggling to remember. Fantastic. All I remember, a good show. Good show, which is the most British I think I've ever been in 436
good
episodes. Good show, Haram. Ridiculous. Well, if you are listening on the free feed, that is all we have time for. Last time we're going to do this, all of our best of the years, favourites of the years, is actually what we should say, are going to be open to all. But if you do want to support the podcast, if you want to be part of the hordes that it will take for us to continue the podcast, patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast is where
I was thinking, you know, if you sign up to the Patreon now, you get the code,
you get the feed,
then you get
feed forever,
and then you can go back and listen to the old ones forever, even though we will be pausing or getting rid of the Patreon.
Exactly.
So there's I would say there has never been a better time to join.
Absolutely.
Just
so
put your
much
£50 a month because you're only going to get billed once.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. £1,000 a month.
£50 a month. You're only going to get billed once. And then you get, you know, however many we've done sort of through the paywall, so to speak, 100 episodes or something about.
Yeah. And if you do want to donate to the podcast, independentmusicpodcast.net/donate, you can do that as well. And yeah, make us all feel warm and fuzzy and regret stopping things. But I'm going to leave the free feed with this absolutely beautiful music from Japan. This is an artist called Nutsuki. She is from Kyoto. Really like super breathy, beautiful Japanese folk. It's relaxed. It's unusual. It's sort of, it really warms the cockles, does this one. It's her second record. Both have been released on M out of Japan and Orange Milk over in the US.
Two cracking labels there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they release the good stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to leave you with this on the free feed. This is Nutsuki. It's called Milk White Steed. If you are a patron, we will be back with bangers after this.
Bye.